This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with John Letter, the CEO of Proem Behavioral Health, formerly InView Health, developer of the evidence-based clinical workflow software engine that helps providers triage patients and produce better mental health outcomes. And Mr. Letter, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for being a part of our program here today. So if you would, for starters, could you share with me what Proem Behavioral Health does? How does your solution work and overall industry impact each researcher, healthcare provider, and behavioral health and addiction specialist to kick things off today?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, and I'll answer it in parts. First, what we do, we provide a technology platform that allows behavioral health providers and researchers more efficiently, accurately, and consistently provide assessments, diagnostic support, and outcomes measurements for their patients and or their trial subjects. We provide visibility into the provider or to the provider and the patient into outcomes of the treatment in a verifiable manner. How it works, our platform provides a flexible process model. It allows clinicians and patients to meet them where they are in their journey of better mental health. If it's a current patient, we may be measuring outcomes of treatment. If it's a new patient, we may be screening them or providing more clinical assessments. That allows clinicians and their patients to see visibility, to have visibility into their therapy results for not only that patient, but the clinician, which ultimately provides for, you know, what we would call measurement-based care. The impact, we believe, by using really evidence-based tools in the market, gold standard tools, through a modern technology interface. It allows researchers and providers alike to get the right answers in a comprehensive manner, in a fraction of the time, frankly, Eric, that's happened in the past.
Certainly appreciate the information shared to lead things off here today. Certainly sets us up well here. And speaking of which, to continue on here, as we all know and hear frequently on the news, mental health is a critical area needing innovation. Due to the epidemic proportions of mental health issues and conditions, what do you think taking not only new tech approaches to address this epidemic are needed, but also a reframe on mental health itself as being easily treated by providers? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I think to answer that, we need to understand a little bit more about how mental health care treatment has been administered and procured in the past. It's a complex thing. It's, as they say, it's not a broken bone. It takes significant understanding of what's really happening, peeling the onion, if you will. And the reality is that it's been practiced variably over the years. Two clinicians in the same practice may treat conditions differently or arrive at different conclusions, frankly, based on their experience or training. We believe applying evidence-based and comprehensive technology allows for greater consistency, hence our workflow process model. This consistency leads to much greater efficacy, accuracy, more successful treatment outcomes, all while addressing, in part at least, access to care and effective care. We're working to help providers be more efficient in their practices or researchers to be more effective in trials or studies. As it relates to sort of taking new approaches so that we can more easily treat patients more broadly, we can screen populations in less than 5 minutes. Gives the frontline practitioners, which are typically primary care physicians, whether they be adult primary care or pediatric care, gives them insight into whether further investigation is necessary, and if so, in what capacity. We also know that if patients and their clinicians have tangible and comprehensive visibility into treatment success, we have a much more efficient treatment model.
Now, Mr. Letter, also beyond the stigma that can exist or lack of awareness among patients, as well as some medical providers not being equipped till now to address mental health challenges, what do you think is needed that is tied to technology to help more people get the treatment that they do need?
Yeah, I'll start broadly with that. It's a great question. Technology inherently allows for greater speed, accuracy, and more objective measurement. In mental health care, it's never going to take the place of a therapist or therapy itself, but it can certainly make it more efficient to provide care so that those practitioners can focus on what they do best, what they're educated and trained to do, and that's treating the patient. Specifically, technology allows, as I mentioned before, frontline providers, those primary care physicians, to screen for mental illness in broad populations. This is a must. One of the things that is truly necessary for not only this country, but the world, to provide a comprehensive triaging screening, if you will, to allow primary care people that are going to their primary care to get, you know, answers. And if they're in need of further, you know, investigation, to get them to the right care. Additionally, further comprehensive assessment can be done for those that need it, whether it's in the primary care setting or the behavioral health setting. Technology allows for greater speed and accuracy, less bias or transcription mistakes in paper format that have happened over the years. And then lastly, measuring outcomes in a way that provides the clinician and the patient visibility into their treatment results not only strengthens the bond between the provider and the patient, it allows for quicker therapy adjustments if necessary and better outcomes, all of which supports data necessary to meet thresholds for what we call measurement-based care.
Yeah, the measurement-based care is so important, especially when we have access to the technology that we do have, and that certainly would aid greatly in that department. Today, we're speaking with John Letter, the CEO of ProEm Behavioral Health, developer of the evidence-based clinical workflow software engine that helps providers triage patients and produce better mental health outcomes, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as someone who is in a business leadership position within the healthcare industry more broadly, what do you recommend to healthcare innovations who may be entrepreneurs or even innovation-minded teams working within larger companies to make an impact that is meaningful?
Yeah, another good question. From my experience, really, I would offer this: focus on your core customer, your ideal customer, if you will. What problem you're solving for, or problems you're solving for. Work each and every day with the passion and the conviction to solve those problems. For us, it's solving the problem of variability in mental health care, combined with a lack of consistency, as I'd mentioned, in treating mental illness and a lack of visibility into outcomes. Technology helps to solve for this complexity. So my advice would be really focus on over-delivering on your promise to your core customer.
Yeah, that is a good idea and some good advice right there. Over-delivering for sure. And that is a difference maker, no doubt. Now, what are some of the areas of focus your team at ProEm is focused on for the rest of this calendar year that you hope will have made a positive change in the field by 2024?
Yeah, there's a lot. I guess I would start for us with focusing more on something that we're doing a lot of, on outcomes refinement, providing more innovation and depth of understanding into outcomes. How can we learn from what's happening faster? How can we apply that across populations of providers providing this care for mental illness? I think the second thing, as I think about your question, is engagement, involving patients in their care. It's especially true in mental health care. Eric, I can't reset a broken bone or put a cast on, but as a patient, I can actively participate in helping to treat my own mental health care when in need. It's a clear distinction that we're focused on in mental health care and mental illness care that is different than physical care. And then ultimately, I think the other thing that I would say is focusing on how we can use objective data in not only the procurement of care, but the treatment of care, all while protecting a patient's privacy and doing it in a way that's not seen as invasive, but more passive. Those are really the three things that we're focusing on throughout this year and then into next year, certainly.
Well, Mr. Letter, we certainly do wish you all the best in your endeavors, and thank you for the impact that you're already having in this space. As we conclude, any closing thoughts or anything else that you would like to mention as we do conclude today?
No, I certainly appreciate you having me, and most importantly, providing a platform for an extremely important topic that we at ProAm work every day to help do our part. It's really important. The more that we can make this mainstream, the more that people feel comfortable in talking about mental illness and care, the better chance we have at solving this issue.
Again, Mr. Letter, we appreciate your joining us on behalf of ProAm Behavioral Health. And if listeners wanted to get more information on ProAm, where's the best place to do so?
Sure. They can simply go online at proamhealth.com. To learn a little bit more about us. And if they're a provider, certainly we would be happy to have a conversation with them and talk more deeply.
And of course, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Letter, all the best, and thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again for having me, Eric. You take care.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. Again, we've been speaking with John Letter, the CEO of ProAm Behavioral Health, the developer of the evidence-based clinical workflow software engine that helps providers triage patients and better mental health outcomes. And for all the information, simply visit proamhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.